So this is an important song, inshallah. I'll just take 5 minutes of your precious time. One small thing before we start, please, when we make a comment for salah and we are lining up, don't make noise. Okay, get ready for salah, because people who are standing in the front, they drive, they come here all the way. They need to focus in salah. So we need to help them focus in the namaz and the prayer, inshallah. So today, inshallah, I'm going to talk about a great man who came from Pakistan many years ago, about 35 years ago. His name is Inam Bukhari. Okay? So he was a student at University of Toronto. He was studying to become an attorney or a lawyer. So after he finished, he got married, he had one daughter. So for some reason he had a medical condition, so he ended up in the hospital. They say that his heart stopped for about a minute, so technically he was dead. So I'm talking about 30 years ago. But it seems that this man is a fighter, so he came back to life with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wife, according to his book, I'm going to let you know something before I continue, inshallah. I'm going to ask you questions about his life at the end. If you know the answer, I'm going to give you some delicious dates, okay? So pay close attention. His book is called Chasing Good. Chasing Good. So in that book, he said that his wife told him that she was reading Quran and she was praying to him while he was in a coma. He couldn't feel anything. He was almost dead. And the doctors told her that he would be lucky if he survives till the next morning. That was 30 years ago. So she was making dua, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save her husband, because, you know, her husband and they have a little kid together and stuff. So alhamdulillah, he revived and he survived. But there was one problem, that he couldn't walk again. So he spent the rest of his life, 30 years on this ventilator. He couldn't breathe on his own. He had to stuck a tube to his throat. So he couldn't talk because, you know, a big tube was stuck here. He couldn't move any organ of his body, his arms, his legs, his head, nothing he could move. I visited him in his house, and as you can see, Yasmin was there, Ziad, and many other friends from St. Catharines, and most of these people were involved in the making of the translation of the Quran. So he was stuck on the ventilator. So this is a life machine. He couldn't survive without it. When I visited him, he told us a little bit about his story. They even had to tape his eyes to keep him open. He couldn't even control his eyelashes. He couldn't open his eyes. So they had to tape them to keep him open. So his eyes were open 24/7. Unless it is time to sleep, they had to remove the tape. So one of the things he told us in the gathering, of course it took him about a couple of years to be able to pace his voice because of the tube. So when it was time to inhale, he couldn't speak. When the air went out, he would say a sentence or something, then he had to stop for the machine to help him breathe. That difficult how it was. So he said something, you have to do something good every day. If you don't do something good, yourself, your lower self, will motivate you to something bad. So you better keep yourself busy with something good, otherwise you'll be doing something bad. So you have to keep this in mind. So he went back to college. He got his master's degree in law, and he established a law firm, a lawyer's office. It's one of the biggest, one of the most successful law firms in Canada. It's called Bukhari Law. You can go to his website. And he wrote a book. He was very successful. And he was helping the Muslim community. He was donating money. He was making good money, alhamdulillah. And according to his website, he was charging $500 per hour. Right? He was very successful. He was well off. He was helping masjids in the Niagara region. There was also one thing he did. You know the reason why Muslims have graveyards in Canada? Because in the past, the law was everybody would be buried together, like Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, Muslims, everyone together. So he fought in the court for so many years on his ventilator. He fought in the courts so Muslims can have their own graveyards. And finally, after years of fighting in the courts, he won the case. And this is why Muslims are able to have their own graveyards, because of this guy on the ventilator, on the wheelchair, right? So he's a hard worker. I remember, because when I met him, I was so inspired. At the time, I was working on the translation of the Quran, and this is a very difficult thing, to translate the Quran, to understand the meaning, translate it into understandable English, right? So every time I faltered or I wavered, if I didn't want to continue because I got busy with something, no, I told myself, if Mr. Bukhari, did it, he was able to succeed, I have to do it. Because what is my excuse? I can't move my arms, I can't move my legs, I can't open my eyes, right? And so on and so forth. If he was able to be a successful person in life, what excuse do I have for not succeeding, right? So he was serving the community and he was helping and everything. And he became successful. He was always donating money and helping masjids, volunteering, teaching people about success and about having a goal and a purpose in life. So he was an inspiration to everyone. I use him sometimes in my talks, khutbas for Jummah, to inspire people to be successful despite all the challenges and all the difficulties that you might face in life. Yes, we're in dunya. This life is not perfect. Things will always come your way. You'll find difficulties and hardships in life. So always keep Mr. B in your mind. The last thing I want to say about Mr. B, he died 3 days ago. And the family called me from Niagara because I'm good friends with the family, and they said, you have to come and pray Salatul Janazah for him, which I did, right? Because he's a great man. He's an inspiration to all of us, and he was Muslim, and he was successful. And a lot of people were looking up to him, Muslims and non-Muslims. And this is also another thing we can learn from his life. People always look up to successful people. If you are a loser, if you're a failure, no one will care about you, right? So, question number one. Mr. Bukhari, how many years did he spend on the ventilator? Raise your hand. We'll get the system. 30 years, mashallah. 30 years. What is the name of his book? With the Prophet in the back? Yes.
Chasing Good.
Yes, mashallah. If you read the book, it's gonna change your life. How many kids did he have when he had the problem? The sister with the glasses. Boy or girl? Question to the sister here. One boy or girl?
It was a girl.
Okay, mashallah. Thank you. Another question. What was the profession of this brother? What did he do for a living? Yeah, but what was his job? Okay, I'll try someone else. Yes. Lawyer, mashallah. So you can be a lawyer as long as you stand up for what is good, you help people to get justice, this is a good thing. Okay, the reason Muslims have graveyards here, and especially in Niagara Falls, he secured one for them in Niagara Falls, is because of who? Yes, Suleiman? Because of him.
Yes!
Another thing, 30 years ago, his case was very serious, and I assume if he was in Egypt, my country, any other country, like in the Muslim world, he would have been dead. Because here, alhamdulillah, we have the medical care, we have dedicated people, advanced hospitals that saved his life. So this is something we should be grateful for. I remember many years ago, there was an imam who was leading Salatul Taraweeh. You know, he was fasting the whole day, it was summertime. So he was praying Taraweeh, and I assume he was dehydrated or something. And he was leading Salah, he was reading Quran in the Salatul Taraweeh, and he lost his consciousness and he fell down. So some of the people behind him, they said, okay, some people tried to save his life, but some other people said, okay, no, let him die, it's Ramadan, it's a good thing, let him die. The guy had low blood pressure, he fell down, some people were saying, let him die, okay? Let him die, it's Ramadan, it's a good thing, right? It's bad, but you know, we have this mentality because human life sometimes it is not precious for some people, right? Eventually they took him to the hospital, they gave him some solution, and he survived. He lived for so many years, right? So saving a human life and taking care of people, this is something that we should be grateful for in this country, alhamdulillah. Another question, according to his website, how much did he charge for 1 hour? One last question. Okay. So he went back to school, to the law school, and what degree did he get in law? Master's degree. Okay. We got only one minute. I'm gonna ask you, and raise your hand. What did you learn from the story? Raise your hand. Yes, good sisters, that you have always to be doing something good. What else? Yes, mashallah. He has done a lot for the Muslim community and the community at large, and we should be proud of him and other people like him. Listen. Never give up. No matter how difficult it is or the challenges coming your way, you can always succeed. Now, one last thing. I think he was 55 when he passed away. 55. Once. I think his daughter is like 27 or 19. Sorry, she was like 30. She's like 30 years old. She's like 30. Okay. One last thing I want to say. That yes, the doctor said we will do our best, but most likely he will die tomorrow. That was 30 years ago. What do we learn from this? And also,
don't believe doctors.
No, it's close.
Don't always trust your doctors. They don't know your future.
Yes, me and Aksanti. Only Allah knows the future. It's all in the hands of Allah. If He wants you to survive, you'll survive. If He wants you to die, you will die. So always put your trust in Him and always say Ya Allah. So I will leave you with this. I hope you remember the story of Musa Bukhari. Tell the story to your family. And if you are able to buy his book, Chasing Good is going to change your life. It's an incredible life story. That's the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing in your family. Thanks for coming. I'll see you tomorrow.